You're listening to SBS News.
My Health Record is an online summary of your medical information. Every Australian with a Medicare card will have a My Health Record created for them, unless they opt out by November 15. The government says the system will help patients and their doctors, but its implementation has been dogged by privacy concerns and fears the data could be accessed inappropriately by third parties. A Senate committee has examined the system with 118 submissions received. Inquiry head Green Senator Rachel Sewart says Australians are generally behind the plan.
Although we did hear many concerns, overall it's fair to say that the purpose of the My Health Record system is supported and people recognise the benefits that are properly, and I reiterate the word properly, executed digital record will have for both individuals but also for the broader public health of our community. If properly executed, the system may lead to improvements in the quality of healthcare and health outcomes for many Australians.
But she says the opt-out period should be extended to give patients more time to learn about the system and just what safeguards are in place to ensure data can't be shared without their express approval.
A key theme of these recommendations and what the committee heard is the need to ensure that the information in the record is used for a person's health only, not for the benefits or purposes of an employer, and we heard some concerning evidence about the possibility there, although we acknowledge that that's in fact not the government's intent, and for the government to recoup revenue or for any commercial purposes.
The committee has recommended tighter rules to stop data being used for commercial purposes, changes to give teenagers greater control over what information their parents can see, and limits on how much government departments can access. Health Minister Greg Hunt says he will consider the recommendations, but has ruled out extending the opt-out deadline. That's raised the ire of Doctors Reform Society President Dr. Tim Woodruff.
So we have a problem here with the government just charging on, rejecting this crucial recommendation of delaying the onset of the change in how things are done. They're just charging on, regardless of the fact that currently the health record is not fit for purpose, and it's appallingly implemented on their own watch.
Senator Sewart says while some concerns have been addressed, there is still a widespread lack of knowledge about just how the system will work.
And it was very obvious that there's a lot of Australians that don't understand the records or how to use them. A number of witnesses noted that the record appears to be based on the assumption that individuals have a high level of health literacy. Submitters expressed concern about the ability of the average consumer to opt out of the record or set appropriate privacy settings and noted low levels of digital literacy among some groups of consumers.
Government backbencher and former Human Rights Commissioner Tim Wilson recently highlighted concerns with My Health Record, saying it should be opt-in only. Dr. Woodruff has told SBS it is not surprising there is disquiet within the coalition itself.
There are far too many holes in this whole implementation strategy for people to trust it. And that's exactly the problem. And it's one that the government is just going to go charging through with, regardless, which is very disappointing. And very concerning for most Australians, the problem being that probably a half of Australians aren't even aware of what's happening.
A spokeswoman for the Health Minister says the opt-out date has already been extended and far fewer than expected Australians have chosen to opt out. She says it would not be appropriate to delay patient benefits any further. Under the reforms, if anybody does opt out after the November 15 deadline, their details would still be deleted forever. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.